Morning to Mayor Matt Burnett. Hello, Matt.
Good morning to everyone in Central Queensland.
Hey, you're quite on the hop. You're fairly busy. Tomorrow, is it the CQ Rock meeting happening in Emerald?
It is, yes. So we head to Emerald. So all the councils in Central Queensland get together every now and again, a couple of, about every month, I think it is, roughly. Every 2 months sometimes. And it's last time I was in Livingston, the time before in Gladstone. This time we're hosting it in Central Highlands. So heading off to Emerald. So we'll catch up with Mayor of Banana, Mayor of Warrabinda, Rocky, Livingston, Gladstone, and of course Kerry and the team at the Emerald.
Yeah, all getting together to work in together to help each other and the whole region, the whole of CQ.
Absolutely, talking things like regional waste strategies, regional water strategies, working together. We are really working together well as a group of mayors, deputy mayors and councils as a CQ Rock, better than others around the country, but certainly better than ever before.
Yeah, that's a lot going to come out of that, which is great. And getting close to Chrissy too, mate, planning for the next 12 months or part of, perfect time to do it. And speaking of Christmas, now you're going to be hopping all over the place because there is so much going on as we get closer to Chrissy, carols and bike runs and everything.
Yes, there is. I think the first one will be the Calliope Carols on the 26th of November,
yep.
Which is the Friday night. Then on the
Julianne Bell's the main artist for that. She was the lady that was in the blind. She was the blind contestant on The Voice.
Oh, awesome! For this year, that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
everyone
great.
In Calliope needs to get out and go to that. That'll be fantastic. Take the family down. Take the grandkids down if the parents aren't available. But definitely get involved in that. Then on the Sunday, the Boyne Carols at Bray Park, and then, of course, the Santos GLNG Carols are happening on the 3rd.
So, with Normie Rowe.
That's right, and hosted by 4CC, so thank you, Hemo.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll see how we go. You might not be thanking me after it.
Oh, what are you going to do?
It'll be all right. Looking forward
to it. There's more Christmas stuff happening, of course. We've got the Ulysses Toy Runs on the Saturday the 4th. The Deputy Mayor's going to be riding in that.
Oh, is he?
And also... Yeah. Yep, he's got a bike, and so he'll be riding in that. And on the 5th is the Christmas street party where the tree will get turned on and Santa will come and visit, and it'll be certainly absolutely kicking into the festive season by then.
Hmm. All right, so a lot happening, mate. Gee, and you'll be at most of those events too.
I'll get to all the carols I can. I'll certainly, obviously, be at the Santos GLNG Mayor's Carols as well, but I'll get to as many as I can, and I'll definitely be at the Christmas street party.
Yeah.
It's after Bathurst. Bathurst is on that day, so it'll be a long day as well.
Bathurst goes, righty-o. All right, Matty. Hey, look, I wasn't going to touch on this, but I've got to. I changed my mind. What's happening with the Queensland Council watchdog accusing a council of breaching the human rights for blocking on Facebook to protect yourself? Is this gone out of hand a little bit, I think?
A little bit is probably an understatement. So that's Councillor Natalia Muscat was on the front page of the Courier today.
Yep.
Yesterday, sorry. And that was because someone who constantly attacked her on Facebook and nasty, vicious sort of stuff, which, we all know what some people can be like on Facebook, especially when they're trolls, and hide their names and all these sorts of things. But this person, or a number of people, I think, particularly, attacked Natalia over and over and over again. All she did was block them. They can still call her. They can still email. They still contact council directly through the customer service system. So it's not like they still couldn't contact their local councillor.
Right.
But she doesn't have to put up with that rot, nor do her children, watching their mother be constantly attacked on Facebook. So she blocked them. And then the Office of the Independent Assessor was asking her to explain how she violated their human rights. Give me a break.
I don't understand that. I really, really, really don't. I thought you'd be in you'd be quite right to block somebody if they're trolling you and harassing you.
Well, I understand that's the outcome is that you are entitled to. But the fact that you had to go through that rubbish in the meantime. I mean, what are these people got nothing better to do with their time? I'm talking about the independent assessor at the moment. Nothing better to do with their time than they should just dismiss it. Rather than, and gave her 3 days to respond, by the way, and said, you've got 3 days to explain why you haven't breached, code of conduct and all this sort of rubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
Code of conduct was breached by the people online who constantly attack with nasty, vicious and malicious and sometimes racist comments. So, unfair.
No, totally, mate. And I think 99.9% of the community would agree with you. Social media, it's a great thing. It's a great medium. But the downside of it is trolls.
That's right. Yeah, unbelievable, some of them. But anyway, yeah. I just can't believe that some people carry on like that. But they do, and good on Natalia for blocking them. And I understand that the OIA, which is Office of the Independent Assessor, has dismissed the case.
Yep.
But I'm not
100%
sure. But if they don't, they certainly should.
All right. We'll keep our finger on the pulse with that, mate. You'll keep me up to date anyway. All right, Matty.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy. You have a great week, and we'll catch up again next week, or maybe on Friday. Give me a call for Bad Joke Friday, because people have been asking me, the mayor hasn't been ringing in. And I was,
my jokes are terrible. My jokes are bad.
Bad Joke Friday, meant to be terrible.
All right, we'll see.
Thanks, Matt. Bye.
See you, mate.
Mayor Matt Burnett, 4CC. Good morning.